What's your coffee order, or what is your beverage order usually?
I mean, I like an espresso. So if it has like lately, if I'm going for that main company of Starbucks that everyone is beholden to, I've switched over. Instead of just getting a latte of some kind, I'm like, oh, actually, a caramel macchiato, what Starbucks makes.
Yum.
Very tasty. And so now I'm so like, good. Now I'm on those because I'm like, if I'm paying for the premium the coffee,
experience,
I might as well get a flavor that's enjoyable. And I like,
there you go.
Yeah, I like the espresso flavor over drip brew. But I mean, day to day, I'm just making drip coffee at home. And I'm fine with it. We grind the beans ourselves, so it makes it a little bit more fresh than if you have.
Oh, that's fun.
Pre-ground, yeah. And then I put a little creamer in there. The creamer we have now, it's all random creamers. It's never the same.
Oh, I was gonna ask if you have like a flavor preference.
No, this one is actually different because it's Dunkin' Donuts, so it's just cream and sugar in the creamer. So it's very plain, and it's not bad to go that route. Because sometimes I have like hint of hazelnut or caramel or vanilla or, you know,
sure,
different flavors, or eggnog during the holidays. That's always fun.
Love a good eggnog.
Yeah. So there are many, there are many wonderful coffee flavors to discover. All the things you learn on the Daily Chit Chat.
Patty.
Oh, Patty LaPone. It's me.
I love a good surprise, Patty LaPone.
Patty LaPone. I'm here for my close-up.
I love this idea of Patty LaPone just like at random times opening the door and singing.
I know. She's really good at that.
And then leaving.
And yeah, she just comes in and she's comes out. Down. She's got it down. My mom was like, she's a shorter person, right? I'm like, I think she's shorter than people realize because on the television, you know, you never can tell.
I'm so bad at that. I'm always surprised by people's heights in television.
Like, oh, you're all short. You're all...
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're shorter than I thought. You're way taller than I thought. It's so hard to know.
Yeah. It's very strange. I saw Daniel Radcliffe in a Broadway show in 2011.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was really good, but when he came out, and unfortunately, because he's the most famous thing, he is Harry Potter, the crowd on the stage door around him was just so thick and dense that I couldn't get in there to get an autograph. My friend, he kind of fought his way through and he got one. And I'm like, I hope he still has that because he's not even a big musical theater fan. And he got the autograph and I didn't.
Aww.
Not that I'm bitter. I'm just like, I hope he didn't throw that away because right. I could have had that.
Right. Definitely not bitter.
But he did
walk a little.
Exactly. But he did walk by us. And John Larroquette was in the show, too. I got John Larroquette's autograph. I was more focused on that. And I talked to him, which I felt was a good interaction. I did not think I could get a word in edgewise with D-Rad over here. Just, but the whole point of this story was Daniel Radcliffe is like 5'4".
Yeah.
And he shows it. He's a little petite.
He shows
it. He's a little petite person. And when he walks by you, you're a foot above him.
There you go. Yeah, I think there was some kind of Harry Potter costume exhibit that came through Seattle like years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the like little mannequins with the costumes on. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the first time that I was like, oh, this is their real height. And actually, gosh, that would have been a while ago. And I think that was the first time that I started understanding like, oh, the way that I perceive people on television or in media is not necessarily like how they are.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, oh, these are actual real people that exist in the world at the same time that I do. This is not just like a bedtime story.
Right. It is weird seeing famous people because now that I've seen a handful of them, I'm like, wow. Yeah, like you said, the realization of humanity and they're not even special. They are, but they aren't at the same time.
Right.
They're like, they're just you and me. They're drinking.
Just regular folk.
Yeah, they're having a sip of Coke Zero too. Like, these things are happening.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember it was very strange the first time that I went to Los Angeles and I saw like all of these buildings and all of these places that had been referenced in media so heavily,
mm-hmm.
and to suddenly be in front of those places, it's almost like these, like New York is this way a little bit too, but you know, they almost work their way into a lore in a way.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have this idea of the place, and then to realize like, oh no, this is not like Narnia or, you know, what have you. This is a real actual city and real buildings and real, I don't know, like it exists. You can go there.
Right.
At any time. Just, you can just go.
Yeah. It is kind of fun to be like, oh my gosh, I'm in New York. I'm in LA. I'm in places that,
mm-hmm.
and and running into people or, yeah, you're like, what? Crazy. Like, I think in the LA, it was.
That's good advice. I think if, whenever you run into somebody, just kind of scream vaguely. Absolutely.
Who are you? I think it was in LAX where Rachel, I can't remember her name, but the marvelous Mrs. Maisel walked by.
Oh, yes.
And we were,
and then we kind of
changed our direction to like, is it really her? Because she was sporting blonde hair and we're like, we're used to seeing you in brown hair. So what gives? It was smart. It was smart of her. What gives?
What gives?
And this was right before COVID, so there were no masks. Now we wouldn't have been able to recognize her, you know,
sure.
if that was the case. But now, almost, we're at the end of that. I don't know. LAX, technically, still wants you to wear a mask, but I just think that people are done. So it's like half and half.
Tired.
We'll even do it. They're so tired.
I've been surprised at how, I don't know, I think I would feel more... There are times I feel more anonymous with a mask. I'm like, oh, like nobody knows who I am. But I have definitely been recognized with a mask on too.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that.
Just that part of your face.
You know, just this is enough.
Yeah.
I wonder if the top half of a face is more distinctive than a lower half of the face.
It could be. Oh my goodness.
Maybe. Hard to say. Who am I? Who is she?
Oh, Phantom?
Who is she?
Are you the Phantom of the Opera? With most of your face concealed? So many things. Have you gotten an HBO Max subscription yet?
No, I haven't.
You're a busy person.
Terrible.
No, you're a busy person.
However, I'm a busy person. But I did watch a few episodes of Murder in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building.
Only
yes.
Murders in the Building. So I am, I think, 3 episodes in. But I did start it. Oh
I
my
love
gosh.
It.
How fun.
Is it
what
not
a cute little thing?
Cute, silly. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but it's actually intriguing, like a real murder mystery. Yeah. It's not like they're downplaying the whole murder mystery part of it. But they're kooky characters. They're like all kooky.
It has that Clue feeling, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what genre that is. I mean, I guess maybe Clue is
that's,
genre. But like you say, where each person is such a distinct character and they're all kind of caught up in this
mystery.
Right. Yeah.
Because even the side characters that are like the suspects are all quirky too.
Yeah. It's so fun. And the color palette is really lovely. I love that. Bright yellow, like I think she's in a sweater when we first
see her,
and it's like just this fun little pop of things. It's very cute.
Selena's Steve Martin Short.
Right, Selena's Steve Martin Short.
Yeah.
That's them.
It's
so fun. And I already have like theories and things, but I don't know. Obviously, I don't know how it unwinds.
Yeah. It's interesting though.
It is interesting.
The journey. So yeah, by the time you're done with season one, I think season two will come out and then I will watch that as well.
Exciting.
Yeah, so good things are on the horizon. But I like that it's about a podcast too. Like,
I thought that was cute. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good way to kind of bring things into the new century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's about a podcast. Everyone's making
a podcast.
Yeah, true crime, obsession.
Now.
Yeah, everything.
Gosh, what's that like? What's it like to have a podcast, Richard?
Oh, I wish I knew. If only we could put ourselves on the podcast networks. Oh, what a life those glorious, famous people lead. And here we are doing
glamorous.
Everything. Glamorous, lovely.
As my cat like steps over my keyboard.
Meow, meow.
You're gonna
meow.
See his tail any second. It's like right over the camera.
Dun, dun, yeah, they're doing a lot of true crime things too. Speaking of Hulu, because that's where Only Murders in the Building is on Hulu. There's also
me. What? Sorry, Richard. My cat is.
That was scary, actually.
Sorry. Ow! Did you see that?
You got punished for speaking ill of the kitty.
Oh, all right. Okay, as you were. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Crimes.
That was scary. Ugh. If only the listening audience could have seen.
God, it was like his pupils. You know when their pupils dilate?
Yeah.
And you know, there's a point where it's too late because any sudden movement.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come for you. And there's it's just, you can try to stand still, but that won't help either. Mm-mm. It's just already toast.
Yeah, you were lost before you even started.
Yeah, it was toast.
Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming.
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit-chat.